Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Congratulations, true crime addicts. We've survived another week. It is Friday, March 8th, 2024. This week, a story out of Oregon that'll make you never send your daughter on another sleepover. Another WWE professional wrestler has been indicted for murder. And Drake Bell breaks his silence against terrible things that happened while he was at Nickelodeon. All this and more. Stay tuned.
Yes. Super excited. We are all pumped to have James
Author
Renner.
James Renner.
Suspects that James Renner has zeroed in.
James Renner once again drops a bombshell.
Investigative James journalist, Renner. Reporter James Renner, who's been on the podcast a long time.
By a local writer, James Renner.
James Renner.
And welcome back to True Crime This Week with me, James Renner. Hey, I am still recuperating from this crazy leg-breaking incident. I went in and I saw an x-ray today where they showed me my pin and the two screws. I am now more machine than man, but doing quite well. Anxious to get back on my feet. Still recording from my wife's closet until I get better. But hey, I kind of like the sound. How about you? Maybe I'll just stay here. Probably not. I want to get back to my studio so we can do some video. Hey, as always, I want to thank Walter for being here every week. Walter's just back from Germany, where he toured Barbara's Rhubarb Bar. The TikTok crowd will get that, hopefully. You know, this is the show that you tune into, that you tell your friends about. This is where you hear about the most important, the biggest, the strangest true crime stories before anybody else hears about them. You're going to be like a week ahead. You'll hear it here first. These are the crimes that people are going to be talking about next week. They're going to be making Netflix shows about. And you never know what next week will bring. You don't want to be on the show. You know, this is the one true crime show you don't want to be on because we're talking about crazy stuff that happens every week. And, you know, there's no shortage of stories for me to cover. It seems that people will always invent new ways to be cruel to each other. So please be nice. I'd rather not have anything to talk about. And you know, we'll just do a fun week. We'll play Mum or something. I don't know. Anyways, the top story this week is the stuff of nightmares. It's a major trigger warning. It involves kids. But this is no doubt the biggest story this week in true crime. 57-year-old Michael Maiden was sent to jail in Clackamas County, Oregon, last week after pleading not guilty to multiple felony counts related to allegations that he made smoothies laced with sedatives and gave them to three 12-year-old girls who were at his house attending a sleepover with his daughter. His bail is set at $50,000, according to the Oregonian. Police say that Maiden laced mango smoothies with benzodiazepine in an attempt to put the girls into a deep sleep. What he planned to do then is up for speculation, but there's no good answer that can come to that question, right? Like others in Northeast Ohio, this case reminds me of Roy Pompa. Now, if you were here about almost 20 years ago now, Roy Pompa was a man from Brook Park who was sentenced to life in prison here in 2007 for a crime that started out in a very similar manner. Pompa would drug his daughter and her friends during sleepovers and then film himself assaulting these girls. Thankfully, he was eventually caught. Now, the girls at Maiden's sleepover They were smarter than he was. They were very clever. They thought it was pretty odd that he came downstairs to the basement where they were playing that night, and he had smoothies on a tray. And the smoothies, there were these white specks swimming around inside the smoothies, and it didn't taste right. At least one of those girls grew suspicious and stayed awake and saw him return to the basement, where he would do things like put a finger under one of the girls' noses to see if she was breathing, and then he moved another girl to a couch. The girl texted her mother at 1:43 a.m., writing, quote, "Mom, please pick me up and say I have a family emergency. I don't feel safe," end quote. Good for her. Now, some of the parents arrived at the house around the same time, around 3 a.m., and Maiden met them at the door and tried to keep them from coming inside, saying the girls were asleep. But once they got the girls home, the girls appeared to be under the influence of some kind of drug. One fell into a very deep sleep. One could not even walk on her own. So the girls were taken to the hospital, where they tested positive for sedatives. As a parent myself, this is why I don't let my daughter have sleepovers where a man is in the house alone. Sorry, just not going to happen. Sad state of the world we live in. You can never be too safe. Now, this trial should be interesting, because unlike Pompa, there's no direct evidence that Maiden actually molested any of these girls. But what else was he trying to sedate them for? Creepy, creepy case. Now, this next story has more twists and turns than Mulholland Drive. That's kind of a cheesy line, right? Anyway, stay with me. 45-year-old Daniel Rodimer was arrested yesterday on a murder charge for killing 47-year-old Christopher Tapp. But first, who is Daniel Rodimer? Well, I'll tell you. That's what I'm here for. Daniel Rodimer is a former professional wrestler. Rodimer wrestled for the WWE under the name Dan Rodman in 2006. But then he turned to politics, and in 2020, he ran for Congress in Nevada with Trump's endorsement, and then again in Texas in 2021, losing each time. His victim, Christopher Tapp, is also somewhat well known. Tapp was convicted of murder and rape in the stabbing of an 18-year-old Idaho woman and sentenced to life in prison in 1998, according to CNN. But then Tapp was exonerated after spending 21 years behind bars, after DNA testing proved someone else was responsible. Now, somehow these two men crossed paths at a Halloween party in Las Vegas last year at the Resorts World Las Vegas Casino. Witnesses claim that Rodimer lost his shit when Tapp offered cocaine to his stepdaughter. Now, not for nothing, but I've been to Las Vegas like one time, only once, and it's the only time I've ever been offered cocaine. It's everywhere there. Witnesses say Rodimer then knocked Tapp to the ground, where he hit his head on a table. And then Rodimer came in with some haymakers and generally just beat the shit out of this guy. Tapp was taken to a hospital and died several days later. Now, I believe this is the second week in a row where a professional wrestler was charged with a major crime like this. It's almost as if, you know, there's some sort of trauma from that ring that might have something to do with it. Final top story this week, before we get to cold case updates and weird news and all the fun stuff after the break. So many cases are now being solved with DNA evidence, which is a great thing, right? And all those solved cases required a level of trust in the experts who gather and interpret that information for juries. But humans are fallible, and sometimes they have their own agendas. And now the state of Colorado finds itself in a very scary predicament. According to the Denver Post, over the next few years, it will have to spend $7.5 million to retest every sample analyzed by one of their experts who's alleged to have manipulated the data. Officials last year discovered anomalies in the DNA testing work of Yvonne Woods, also known as Missy. She worked for the Colorado Bureau of Investigation for 29 years as a DNA expert. Woods was a witness in some of Colorado's most notorious cases, including the 2004 Kobe Bryant rape case, the 1994 murder of Rhonda Maloney, and the murder of University of Colorado student Susanna Chase. So far, it's unclear what the Colorado Bureau of Investigation found in their review of Woods' cases that led them to retest every single case she ever laid a hand on. At this point, they're only saying that, quote, testing by a former scientist was inaccurate, end quote. So far, the Bureau has reviewed 10% of Wood's cases and discovered that at least 229 were impacted by this employee's actions. They expect upwards of 2,300 cases could be inaccurate. Woods resigned last year before any of this came to light. Now, this is the danger with these DNA advancements. I think about this all the time with genetic genealogy, because it's we're using it to put away the worst of the worst people. But all it needs is one bad actor in the group to do something stupid like this and put all those convictions into question again. This is why it's so important to just do the job accurately, let the facts speak for themselves in these high-profile cases. Anyways, expect to hear more about this developing story. After the break, cold case updates, including we got to talk about there's been a conviction in the Rust movie murder. Amanda Knox has some news. We got to talk about Drake Bell. Lots to come on this episode of True Crime This Week. I'll be back in 2 and 2.
Please hang up and try again.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And we're back with Riptide, starring Joe Penny. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was convicted on Wednesday of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer who was shot to death during the production of the movie Rust, by a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin, according to New York Times. Gutierrez-Reed faces up to 18 months in prison at her sentencing. Now, as the onset armorer, it was Gutierrez-Reed's responsibility to load dummy rounds into the gun that Baldwin was holding for that scene. Somehow, though, live rounds were loaded into the gun, and when Alec Baldwin fired, the bullet came out of the gun and killed Hutchins. Many of the witnesses in the trial testified that she was unorganized and negligent as the armorer on set. Alec Baldwin is also facing a charge of involuntary manslaughter and is scheduled to stand trial in July. I have to think, though, that Gutierrez-Reed's conviction helps his case a little bit. Can they both be held liable? I mean, the whole point of having an armor on set is so the actor doesn't have to think about it. Having worked on many productions myself, in the production side of things, what you're told early on, and this is such a terrible thing to say, but it's said all the time, is that you have to treat actors like children. Their mind is on one thing to get as much attention as possible in that scene. They're not thinking about whether these guns are loaded or not, and probably shouldn't be. However, it gets a little tricky because Baldwin was also a producer on this movie. So we'll see how it shakes out. The actor Margaret Qualley, known for her roles in The Leftovers and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, will play the part of Amanda Knox in a new series for Hulu, which is being produced by Knox herself. This news just broke before I started recording the show. This new series, it's an eight-episode limited series. It's going to follow Knox's wrongful conviction for the murder of her roommate Meredith Kircher, which occurred when she was studying abroad in Italy in 2007. This is a very cool turn of events. Several big names have essentially stolen Knox's story for other movies and TV projects. Matt Damon. Now Knox gets to tell her own story in the way she wants to tell it. So Knox's husband, Chris, is also involved in the series. He's a writer. He's a journalist. So can't wait for that. Nickelodeon kid star Drake Bell broke his silence this week, alleging that he was a victim of sexual abuse by Brian Peck, a dialogue coach who worked for the studio. Peck was arrested in 2003 on more than a dozen charges related to the sexual abuse of a minor, according to Variety. At the time, Drake Bell was a member of the cast of The Amanda Show, starring Amanda Bynes. And if you follow any of those stories, you know Bynes has gone through some very serious trauma herself. Likely associated with her time at Nickelodeon. Peck was sentenced to 16 months in prison and ordered to register as a sex offender back then. But this is the first time that Drake Bell is actually speaking out about this. And he's going to talk about his experience with Peck in the upcoming Investigation Discovery series Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. Actually, look for that show to bring Dan Schneider back into the news. It should be noted that Drake Bell himself pleaded guilty to charges of disseminating matter harmful to juveniles in Cleveland recently. Cuyahoga County prosecutors alleged that he groomed a 15-year-old victim here and sent her inappropriate social media messages. The girl, now a young woman, claims he sexually assaulted her while she was still underage. This is like a very Cleveland-centric show somehow, because now we're going to talk about Drew Carey, one of our favorite local people. The Price is Right host Drew Carey gave an interview to People magazine this week where he opened up about the murder of his former fiance for the first time. Now, I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know that he had this fiance that was murdered, but here's the story. Carey was engaged to Amy Harwick in 2017. Harwick was murdered in February 2020 by her ex-boyfriend, Gareth Pursehouse, even after getting two restraining orders against him. Pursehouse was convicted of Harwick's murder in September last year. Here's what Carey says to People, quote, "I can barely remember the guy's name. That's how much I've put him out of my life. But ever since the final sentencing, it feels like we've all let out a breath and are finally able to move on," end quote. Let's jump over to weird news. Prosecutors in Fillmore County, Minnesota, filed charges against a pair of identical twin sisters this week. They alleged they tried to parent trap their way out of more serious charges, according to Fox 8 News. The story began September 25th last year when a car slammed into a horse-drawn carriage in Fillmore County, killing two children and injuring two others. Sarah Beth Peterson took responsibility at the scene when police arrived. But police soon grew suspicious of Samantha Jo Peterson, who was Sarah Beth's twin sister, and they eventually figured out that Sarah Beth had switched places with Sammy Jo because she was high on drugs at the time of the accident. Somehow, one of the officers managed to obtain a recording of the sisters discussing everything on tape. They said, quote, "I think one of the guys is onto me, but I really don't care." This is Samantha Jo talking to Sarah Beth. There's no way they would ever know the difference between the two of us, so they can't tell, end quote. Now, the police also found texts between the two in which Samantha Jo writes, quote, I hit that Amish buggy and killed two people. Made Sarah come there and take the fall for it so I wouldn't go to prison, end quote. Sammy Jo faces 21 counts and is due in court later this month. Sarah Bath will go on trial in April on charges of aiding and abetting. This is surely the worst thing to happen to identical twins since Mary Kate started dating Heath Ledger. The new season of the podcast Ice Cold Case premiered this week. Are you listening to this? This is a good one. In 2002, Madison McGee's father, John McGee, was shot and killed in his own home in Belmont County, Ohio. Driven by her desire to find justice, she began conducting her own investigation into his murder that remains unsolved to this day. The police investigation did not yield any significant leads, leaving Madison and her family with more questions than answers until now. Join her not only on a quest for justice, for closure, for answers, and how she stops at nothing to answer this question, who killed J.C. McGee? So here's a case where you've got a daughter investigating her father's murder. Very personal, very emotional. Ice Cold Case, Season 2. Check it out. And finally, the book of the week, The Berman Murders. It was released this Tuesday, and it's by investigative journalist Doug Carey. And here's the write-up. At daybreak on January 6, 1986, a couple on a camping trip in the Mojave Desert set out for a stroll and never return. The local sheriff eventually discovered that Barry and Louise Berman had been murdered. As years passed and the double homicide remained unsolved, the Berman case spawned speculation and conjecture. To date, there's never been an arrest in the case, let alone a conviction. This is the first book to tell the full story of the Berman murders and uncover a likely suspect. There you go. All right. Let's kind of tone it down a little bit, people. Let's not have such serious true crime news next week. But it is the weekend. Take a breather. You're alive. You've made it another week. Go do something to celebrate. And in the words of the incomparable Murray Saul, the godfather of Cleveland radio, we gotta get down, damn it. True Crime This Week is a Fearful Symmetry production. Photo and artwork are licensed through Shutterstock. If you like the cut of my jib, I have another podcast you might enjoy called The Philosophy of Crime, in which I attempt to solve the big questions behind our true crime obsession by looking to philosophy for answers. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Sit, Brownie, sit. Good dog.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.